Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inshallah, our eyes will shed more tears for the martyrs of Karbala. We will do more martyrs, say, Alessa. Say, Alessa, Karbala, martyr, martyr. When these words echo from the walls of our mosque, a lady in black hijab joins us. She is Bibi Fatima, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She watches us, she cries with us, she collects our tears. Cry for Imam Sayyidina Islam. Inshallah, our tears will not be wasted. Our tears for Imam Sayyidina Islam will become a weapon against the hardships in our grave and on the Day of Judgment. First, let us send our greetings to those mothers of Karbala who sacrificed their children for Islam. Lucky are those mothers of Karbala whose children are willingly and happily sacrificing their young lives for Islam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali
Muhammad. Tonight, let us first comfort these mothers of Karbala who are proud to sacrifice their children for Islam. Mothers of Karbala, mothers of Honor Muhammad, Bibi Zainab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mother of Qasim, Bibi Umar Farwal, mother of Ali Akbar, Bibi Umar Layla, mother of Ali Askar, Bibi Umar Rabab. Mothers of Karbala were proud of their children. They loved their children. Of course, like any mother, they had the heart of a mother, and the mother loves their children the most. Why then did the mothers of Karbala let their children die in Karbala? They knew Imam Sayyidina Islam was on the right path. They knew their sacrifices would help Islam and us from the fire of hell. Mothers, why shouldn't we cry and do martyr for the mothers of Karbala and their children, Honor Muhammad, Qasim, Ali Akbar and Ali Askar, salawat. Majlisa Karbala will never die, Martima Karbala will never die. Disease of yesterday have failed to stop it and will fail in the future. Allah himself has promised to keep the name of Imam Sayyidina Islam alive till the Day of Judgment. Let us now focus our minds on Karbala. Days and nights of Muharram unfolded on the land of Karbala. The night of the nights of Muharram came, Ashura night, a very tragic night, and the last night of Mars of Karbala. No one in Imam Sayyidina Islam's camp slept on Ashura night. Men spent the whole night praying, reciting du'as and the Holy Quran. Mothers of Karbala were preparing their children. The next day was Ashura, the day of the Battle of Karbala. What were the mothers telling their children? To be careful, to hide and save their lives? No, they were telling their children to sacrifice their lives. So what? They were telling them to die. Did they love their children? Or, of course they did. They had the heart of a mother. They were proud of their children. They loved their children very much. Then why were they telling their children to sacrifice their life to die? Because they knew Imam Sayyidina Islam was on the right path. Because their sacrifice to save Islam. Because Allah would be pleased with them. Now let us listen to what the mothers of Karbala were telling their children on the right of Ashura, on the night of Ashura. Bibi Umar Layla is with her son Ali Akbar. My darling son Ali Akbar, tomorrow is the day of the battle. My son Ali Akbar, remember your life is not more important than the life of your father. Your father's life will be in danger tomorrow. My darling, don't hesitate to give your life to protect your father's life. Bibi Umar Rabab is with her baby Ali Askar. My baby Askar, I wish you were a young man. I would sacrifice your life to save your father's life. Bibi Umar Farwal is with her son Qasim. Qasim, my son, my darling, if your father was alive today, he would have sacrificed his life first. My darling, don't embarrass me in front of your father on the Day of Judgment. Qasim, my son, do not hesitate to sacrifice your life to protect your uncle's first. Bibi Umar Kulthum, Imam Sayyidina Islam's sister, was sitting alone crying. A bastard Islam, her brother, heard her crying. He came to her tent. My sister Kulthum, Why are you crying? What's the matter? Abbas, tomorrow is a day of sacrifice. I have no children to sacrifice. My sister goes soon. Don't cry. I'm still alive. Tomorrow I'll sacrifice my life as a gift on your behalf. I'll be your sacrifice. Bibi Zainab is with her two sons, Onur and Muhammad. My sons, Onur and Muhammad. Tomorrow is the day of the battle. Your uncle, Hussein, Lesla. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Your uncle, Hussein, Lesla's life will be in danger. My darling, if anything happens to Uncle Hussein, Lesla, while you're still alive, I will be filled with shame. My Onur Muhammad. I will not be able to face your grandfather. Be fast, my sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of judgment, please, my dearest son, don't let me down. Be the first one to sacrifice your life. Ashura came, Ali Akbar gave you a sign. Imam Hussein al-Islam led the Fajr prayers. The day was already hot, the battle began. Imam Hussein al-Islam's army of 72 thirsty and hungry men against 20,000 Yazid men. Who went to the battlefield and was martyred by Yazid's beasts. One by one, Imam Hussein al-Islam's companions went to the battlefield and were killed. Since dawn, Bibi Zainab was watching the bodies being brought to the tent. One by one, she called her sons, Onur Muhammad. My sons, what are you waiting for? Why have you not been to the battlefield yet? Go and fight the enemies of Islam, so what?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Mother, since dawn we have been to Uncle Hussein many times for permission to fight. He keeps refusing us. Mother, you help us ask. Ask Uncle Hussein to give permission to fight jihad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Bibi Zainab called her brother Imam Hussein al-Islam to the tent. Brother Hussein, I've been like a mother to you, haven't I? Hussein, your mother is begging you to let Onur and Muhammad go to the battlefield. Hussein, my sister, jihad is not wajib on children. How can I let my sister's sons be killed while I am still alive? No, Zainab, no. Hussein, my brother, if Ali Akbar dies before Onur Muhammad, how will I be able to face our mother on the day of judgment? My brother, I will be filled with shame. I will be filled with shame. Please, brother, let them go. Hussein, my son, saw the disappointment being Zainab's face. Her eyes were filled with tears. Imam Hussein al-Islam put his arms around Onur and Muhammad and led them to their horses and kissed them and helped them mount their horses. Go, go, show these beastly men that you have the blood of Ja'far al-Islam and Ali in your veins. Onur Muhammad looked at their mother and said, Fi imanillah, mother, Qadafis, mother. Bismillah, my sons. Onur Muhammad rode out onto the battlefield. They fought bravely together. They were the grandsons of Ja'far and Ali. They pushed their enemies back. Hundreds of Yazid men were killed. Abbas al-Islam and Hussein al-Islam watched the two brothers fight so fiercely, despite being thirsty for 3 days. Abbas al-Islam, who trained Onur Muhammad in the art of sword fighting, was filled with pride. Umar ibn Sa'd, Yazid's commander, got worried. He ordered his soldiers to separate the two brothers and then attack from all sides. Onur Muhammad was separated. Each of them was surrounded by Yazid's army. The two brothers were attacked by horsemen running from one side to another. Onur Muhammad were attacked with arrows, swords, spears and daggers from all sides. How much can two young children take, thirsty and hungry for 3 days? As they fell, they called out to their uncle. Uncle, come quickly. Uncle, come and help us. Hussein al-Islam and Abbas al-Islam rushed to the battlefield. The children were severely wounded. They were taking their last breaths. Uncle, give our salams to our mother. Uncle, please tell our mother that just as she had told us, we did not go towards the river. Imam Hussein al-Islam and Abbas al-Islam carried the two young bodies to the tent. Ali Akbar al-Islam cried out, My brothers, Onur Muhammad, have been killed. صلوات.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بيبي زينب heard the cry from her tent. She did not cry. She laid her masala and performed a sajda. Ya Allah, I thank you for accepting my sacrifice. Ya Allah, I am proud of my two sons who have given their life for Islam. All of Muhammad's bodies were laid on the floor. Ladies gathered around, they cried and did martyrdom. Wa Allah, wa Muhammadah, wa Allah, wa Muhammadah. Bibi Zainab did not cry. She did not do martyrdom for Allah Muhammad. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are from God and to God we return. Salawat.
Allah.